You are listening to Dead Air on KCR.
With TV, be more funny!
We're sorry. It's the best thing our program director could do on short notice.
Dude, we're making Rena's day right now. Right now, she's like, I want to go home to Boston.
Hold on, let me turn this off. Yeah.
Did I just walk in and Cletus is sitting on the couch, or what the
Shut
hell?
The hell
I love this song. I listened to this song yesterday like at least 20 times. Like, this is one of my favorite Flogging Molly songs. The next one is the Seven Deadly Sins. Hey!
It's funny.
Great album.
You singing that along to this background music still worked.
Yeah,
it could have been. You could just transplant the lyrics from one song to another, and it still worked.
Yeah,
as long as they sound like frolicking Irish shanties,
yeah,
they're good.
Well, Flogging Molly and Dropkick Murphys sometimes get a little confused.
I'm just waiting for the alcohol jug to kick in, and they just start blowing into it.
Hi,
diddly
hey.
What do you
get
think?
Get to shanty.
Do you think all of a sudden they're just gonna sound like? Like
I'm just waiting for it.
Like this happened, Bob.
This music makes me happy in my heart.
I want to dance a jig.
Yes!
Go ahead, start.
5, 6, 7, 8.
You got a webcam?
Eight.
Come on.
Come on, river dance.
You're no fun anymore.
I feel like I'm in Kentucky, for God's sake.
You have the most out-of-frame references.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, what the hell is that? Kentucky.
This song makes you feel like you're in Kentucky.
Oh my God, there's a Confederate flag behind me right now.
Hold on. You called something emo and it wasn't. You just said this.
He called a bar emo.
This is not. This has nothing to do with the South. Bar.
Listen, I hear violins in a song and it just doesn't phase. It just doesn't work well with me. I think I'm going to walk outside and get lynched or something. I don't know.
What?
Look, I'm sorry. I hear hick, redneck stuff. There's a reason why. I know it's technically not. I'm just saying what it sounds like to me, okay?
Play the hick stuff.
Thank
I was going to have you play tonight.
You
want to hear what hick music sounds like?
Yeah. I omitted this because I refuse to have. I don't even think I have it on here anymore. She's going to play Garth Brooks, man.
I've got friends, like one of the greatest.
She's gonna play Garth Brooks.
Now
I'm sorry, I'm not down with the whole Flogging Molly trend. Okay.
I'm playing it back on. I don't care. Just cut.
Fine.
Just cut.
I love that. Who doesn't like Friends in Low Places? Like everywhere you go.
Because it's Garth Brooks, all right? That's why. F Garth Brooks.
But this makes the Dio think of the Confederate flag.
It makes me think of Clan T, another neighborhood I would never venture into at all. Santee, Clint, never mind.
So what did we learn from tonight, aside from the fact that Dio has no frame of reference about anything in the history of the
world? Makes me
want
to go to a Compton cookout.
Look, I'm so... Oh, don't even bring that up. I thought that
wow.
was funny. I thought that was a great idea. It was just... You know what? People were just too... damned PC, and it's just like, take a friggin' joke, all right? Good lord.
Take a friggin' joke.
Do we have the shovel for him to just...
Yeah, because I just want to see
how
far you can get.
I don't care. I don't care.
If you can get to, like, China.
I'll say it right now. Students at UCSD...
Be careful.
Students at UCSD that planned through the Compton cookout, I am black, and I give you full permission. I hold no ill will towards you whatsoever. You have fun, you crazy kids.
I'm black and I'm proud.
It's nothing but scientists and dorks up at UCSD. They need to loosen up every once in a while.
Well, well, we can just sort of count them out as fans now.
Yes.
I can't wait.
So what have we learned tonight that...
I went to San Diego State.
Yeah, but you said UCSD, you dolt.
UCSD... UCSD,
okay,
UCSD stands for UC Socially Dead for a reason, bro, okay?
Bro!
Every time that you use a $5 word or a word that nobody else uses, you're going to get one of these.
Waiting for...
Yeah, dang it!
Waiting for the comment.
We had this all set up, like I said... That's for a $5,000 word.
Yes.
misconstrued.
Those are commonly used words, guys. I don't know.
Yeah, in the 1950s.
So, back to what we have learned tonight. We have learned that a Dio here
needs to listen to more Flogging Molly.
Looks like an undercover cop, apparently.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody all right, there you go.
You are undercover cop. And that Irish music is from the South, like Kentucky. Yeehaw! Giddy up, horsey!
I'm riding down the Ohio River. I think I'm going to stop in the rabbit hash and get me a stick of dynamite.
Look, I'm sorry.
And some bangers and mash.
I'm going to marry my sister.
I reckon I'll take a trip up to Covington and see my friends in the Klan.
What? Hey, what's up, Aunt Mom and Uncle Dad? How you doing?
I said Kentucky, not Alabama.
You gone too far. A lot of my family's from Kentucky. You guys have gone too far. You deeply insulted me.
Kentucky. Love it. She's got insulted.
No, Kentucky. Actual Kentucky.
She's got your number.
And yet I can speak English. I know. It's surprising to me. Anyway, hope my folks aren't listening. Hi, guys.
Hi. We love you guys. This evening we learned that Space Boy is an incredibly good liar.
Not so much, because you guys figured me out.
I am an incredibly good liar.
Yeah, which is scary to all of us, because
I am not, though.
Now,
I'm really a terrible liar.
Now me, Rena, Space Boy, and Dio are all sitting here as your friends going like, WTF?
Guys, that was the whole purpose.
Are you even genuine with me? Crap. We're all screwed.
Guys, I haven't lied to you without telling you about it, okay? In this game, I'm a terrible liar. I get figured out so easily. It's ridiculous.
We just don't know you at all.
I wish we could get access to a lie detector somehow.
I was thinking about that.
And just have it on you at all times.
Yes.
Or a BS meter.
Yes, at all times.
Because I want to know.
Well, at least for the 2 hours on this show.
Yes, I'll sign up for that one. You know, it's not going to make the like in that sketch in The Simpsons where Mo, you know, tries to make he's going to be ogling women in the Victoria's Secret catalog when he was actually going to be ogling them in the Sears catalog. It's not going to do that. If there's no comedic lie detector. They're not used for yucks. They're used to. I don't even think they're used. Are they actually? Yeah, it's not going to do that every time I say something that's not true.
Well, we can have the dead air lie detector.
Yes,
we can hook him up right now.
Oh, yeah.
I happen to have one hooked up right now.
Really?
So I asked him some questions.
Okay. Bill.
Go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Are you straight?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know how to spell the word monogamous? I don't know why I picked that word. I'm just saying something like
that's very funny, Quimby, but yes, I actually do.
Wow.
I can't stop it.
Have you ever practiced the definition of that word?
Yes.
We also learned that Bill has never experienced Star Wars, so if I were to say, Bill, I am your Faja, you would have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I would, because like I said, I've seen parts of Star Wars. I just haven't seen Star Wars all the way through or any of the Star Wars all the way through.
Help me, Space Boy. You're my only hope. Help me, Space Boy. You're my only hope. And,
This is becoming an episode of Maury. What the hell is going on here?
I am your father.
Oh, man.
Are you done lambasting me, or do you want to... Where's the cash register? Go ahead.
And apparently, I'm the only person.
Thank you.
Gives a crap.
Shut the hell up! I hate all of you.
Oh,
I hate guts.
Now Bill hates everybody.
I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
You are silly.
You're silly. You're the
cat's meow.
You're
Bill.
Sillier.
Wait for it.
Ka-ching.
What?
I was just waiting for another
for what?
Excuse to use the cash
Nothing
register.
Was said.
That was just a 5-cent.
He's
word.
Gonna be watching you like a hawk from here on
hell
out.
I
dude.
Didn't deserve this.
You are cute.
Also,
we learned that I love shit patties. I love shepherd's pie. So good.
That is not what you said.
Ew.
And I like green beer. And we also learned that maybe sometimes Bill doesn't like my music choices, but hey.
I like your music choices tonight very much.
except for the Garth Brooks.
I don't like the Garth Brooks. You're right. That was a little.
Because I've got friends in low places.
The most thing, the most important thing you need to
two
learn.
Two words. Chris Gaines. All right. That's why I can't. All right. You want to know?
The but most he was so hot.
The most important thing that you need to
get
learn.
Get out. How dare you? Go ahead.
The most important thing you need to realize from tonight's show, if you have AT&T, get something else.
Seriously, get some help. Get some help.
Get Time Warner. Get that other cable company that I won't say on the air
your
for fear that I will be
you're mind screwing
of.
Yourself. I'm sorry, what were
Cox.
They called?
Cox.
She said it, not me.
Penis!
Remember, you're saving all this, right? All right.
Remember at San Diego State when it was called the Cox Arena? Like, I used to always call it
yes,
the Cox
Yes, I
Arena.
Do. And we would say, oh, where's Casey? Oh, she's at Cox.
Next up is a guy with an undersized dick.
Wow! Wow.
The spirit of my dick!
Okay, editing needs to be done
wow.
by me tomorrow. You rat bastard.
Wow.
I hope
I love this damn show.
I hope you're proud of yourself. Whoa, holy hell.
Wow, that was that you didn't ramp that up. Just
I,
hot.
I had
woo!
To turn dice up a little bit.
Yeah. I am weird. Oh my goodness.
Can we just go ahead and say
no, that? Shut up. We're out of here. No, you know what?
You know what's sad though? Spaceboy has yeah. like important work stuff or something.
Yeah, I said he was
like, going to
be hosting
week.
A bingo night next week.
Oh, no, he's having Bunko at his house, actually.
Is he?
037? 037. Did I see a bingo back there? No? No?
No.
Okay.
Oh, let me rub my little troll.
Just to correct you there, that would have been I-37, I believe. No, N-37?
No.
I-37.
No, it's... we'll figure this out later.
All right.
I-69.
Oh, 69.
I-69.
Oh, 69, you jerk. God.
Alone.
What was that?
Why is it O-69?
Because O, the last numbers are, they're assigned to the letter O.
Well, I'm so, sorry, bingo genius. My bad.
I've been to a couple of bingo nights in my life, aren't you?
Cougar Hunter.
Wow.
Really? No.
You know what?
Well, not
like,
anymore anyway.
I heard they have good barbecue at bingo
I
nights.
I never, ever have to take away your black card because it's done. That thing got burned a long time ago.
Dude, I know this.
That card was shredded, lit on fire with kerosene, and then bye-bye black card. Mm. And your Sex and the City collection is why, pretty much.
No, my Sex and the City collection is why I lost
all
my man
seasons.
Card.
All the seasons in the movie.
And the Cosmo subscription.
What? He has a Sex and the City collection?
Yeah.
It's not here. I have it on DVDs back home.
It's in your safety deposit box.
No, it's at my parents' house.
Yeah.
It's in a lockbox in case of the Holocaust.
It's
or
at my parents' house.
I
you know,
meant...
In case all of his belongings get put
no,
into an
I
oven?
The
is that what you're trying to say?
You know, I make...
I meant the apocalypse and I said the Holocaust.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
High five for that one. Nice
Dude, did I get a cash register for that? A gross misuse of words. Wow.
Whoa!
Whoa! More editing by me.
All right. I think we've dropped enough F bombs for well.
Yeah, we have.
Oh,
the worst part is it wasn't even our fault. They were just sound clips. Anyway, we're gonna get out of here. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for everyone in the chat room. Thanks to you for listening. And
it's Baldzilla, not Bridezilla.
Get it right. Gosh. And I do not like lying. Anyway, we'll talk to you later.
Next week we'll start at 7, I promise.
Yes, we'll be on time next week, okay?
Liars.
Follow our blogs, follow us on Twitter. You've been listening to Dead Air on KCR, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Later.
Have a good weekend.
Everybody.